Victims of the Salaga rainstorm disaster are still perching with friends and relations 2 days after more than 1,000 people were displaced. Our correspondent Mohammed Fugu says NADMO and benevolent organizations are discussing how to provide additional relief to the victims. He told George Ankara in an interview that the rainstorm was as a result of the indiscriminate felling of trees that acted as windshields.
About 1,218 people were displaced following the rainstorm. And information I'm gathering this morning is that yesterday, some of the victims were left stranded because relatives and family members couldn't accommodate all of them. So some of them slept in uncompleted buildings and till daybreak.
What has NADMO and the relief officers done to the affected victims?
I spoke with the deputy NADMO coordinator, Alhaj Omar Al-Hassan, a while ago, and he tells me that he was at a DISEC meeting. That DISEC meeting is underway to deliberate on how to help alleviate the plight of the victims. So he tells me that after the meeting, he will update me on issues that will pop up. So for now, we are waiting on them to finish the meeting before we know what is happening. But the only help I can say is that good Samaritan or maybe philanthropists, some of them have given their houses for the people to live in for a while.
What lessons are we learning from this? I know rainstorms and those allied disasters are natural accidents, but we are supposed to take measures to prevent them. Would you tell us what picture is it like in the affected area? Do they have trees to prevent this storm?
I don't see this to be a natural disaster because most of the things attributed to the illegal felling of trees and other things over there. You know, northern region, particularly the Salaga area along the eastern corridor, is most of the areas that we have forests there. But as I speak now, if you go there, in fact, it's very pathetic. Illegal felling of trees and even the shanas that are even there naturally to use to serve as wind breaks are even felled illegally. So I think that's the reason why it's always happening there. And even this year is the worst because every year rainstorm, the area has been recording rainstorm, but this year's one is very terrible.
Do the people understand why this disaster has befallen them? Do they know that it is as a result of the felling of trees?
No, I think that's the problem. The education is very low in terms of telling them, and at times too, I don't blame them because of poverty. But most of them fell these trees to burn charcoal for their living. So when you try to educate them on maybe the consequences of felling trees, at times it's very difficult. At the end of the day, they ask you, or you are telling me that, or you people are telling us that we shouldn't fell trees. So what is the other alternative? And at times they try to demand something from you. And we as journalists, at times we go there to interview them on some of these things, and most of the early trees, they even ask you, oh, what do you have for us? You are telling us that we shouldn't fall down trees or we shouldn't fail trees. What do you have for us? So that's the challenge. And yesterday I reported that was last week, I spoke with the regional director of Ghana Meteorological Service, and he was emphatically that this year, northern region will record low rainfall. That would be between 10% to 20%. But he says that with the low rainfall pattern, there will be a heavy rainstorm. So we should be very cautious and prepare for that. So he advised particularly farmers to be very cautious of that. And he tells them that anytime they go to farm and it's raining, they should rush to their home. They shouldn't maybe sit under trees or maybe something like that. It's something which can cause more havoc. So that's what is happening for now. I did a report on the Kalaraga community where about 75 people were rendered homeless. And I speak now this morning, I passed that place and their people are still in the same situation. No person has come there to assist them with some relief items. And they're also appealing. In fact, life is very terrible for them there as we speak now because some of them are still not having place to sleep while some are even taking with friends and relatives. So it's just that way. So they are also appealing for help from philanthropies, NADMO, and they are asking NADMO to facilitate the process of giving them relief items.